In the era of juiced baseballs and home run crazed offense, a 0-0 baseball game well into extra innings doesn't entertain too many people. I'm not one. I kind of enjoy a scoreless or a low-scoring baseball game. Why? Because one swing of the bat in, say, the bottom of the 14th inning is enough to win a game 1-0. One bad pitch, one mistake by a defense can lead to a run and lead to the end of the game. That doesn't interest or entertain many in 2017. While a baseball game can't end in a tie, hockey sure can. And who says it has to be 2-2 or 6-6? Why not 0-0? Last week's game, after the first period, was one of the most entertaining games that I've been a part of. One chance for the Bulldogs. Here comes Michael Bitzer.
Dan Billett hits him right in the chest, right into the corner boards. Gets it back, 2-0. Bitzer throws his glove out and makes a save. A 2-0, and Bitzer falling forwards threw his glove out.
One chance for the Beavers. Here came Nick Deary. 0-0 through 60 minutes. 0-0 through 65 minutes. 0-0 through 70 minutes. And even though conference points weren't on the line, here comes the shootout. Just for a little entertainment factor, of course, because it meant nothing. First round for the Bulldogs. No dice. First round for the Beavers. No dice. Second round for the Bulldogs. Still no dice. Second round for the Beavers. Not who I would have envisioned Tom Ceratori would put out there. 6'6", Jay Dickman.
Dickman at 6'6", comes right down the middle, stops, shoots, scores! Jay Dickman!
Well, he does. He's got good hands. He's got that long reach, and he actually scored. He scored a couple goals in our shootout on Thursday on that. So, and I actually told Wentz, I go, if we did our next shootout, I go, we're going to have Dickie. You know, Miles is using money too. Miles is pretty good. He's kind of our guy. And then I go, let's go Dickie number two. So it worked out.
The game officially went down as a 0-0 tie. And unlike baseball, who had an advertising campaign of chicks dig the long ball, Schulze was digging on a 0-0 scoreless tie last week in hockey. Beavers and the Bulldogs entertained everyone at Amsoil last Saturday. Beavers and the Air Force Falcons set to entertain you here next. I know nobody wants a 0-0 game again. As long as the number underneath the home team on the scoreboard is higher than that of the visitors, we'll all be in good shape. The news to pregame show, Beavers and Air Force Falcons, next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.